Oh, hello, friends. Welcome to Coffee is My Boyfriend. My name is Nisa. Coffee is my boyfriend. Where is he? There you are. Come here, hot stuff. Yes, it is delicious and nutritious and tastes just like caffeine. Welcome to today's episode. We'll dive straight in. I wanted to talk a little bit about something that I think is becoming a really bad habit for a lot of us. I know in the past it was a bad habit for me, particularly when I was stressed. And it's something that we do that we're not conscious of. I think a lot of us are not conscious of this. And I think once you become aware of it, you might start to notice how bad your habit is. I am talking about the habit of wishing time away. I don't think we do this in a malicious way. I think we kind of do this in a very, you know, fleeting kind of flippant way. It starts really simple with, you know, you coming to work on a Monday and telling everybody, oh, I wish it was Friday already. You know, or it might be a really important event coming up, a concert, a wedding, something that you're really looking forward to. And so you're wishing the time away to lead up to that event in anticipation. You just want it to be here already. And on the other side of that, when you're in a really stressful time, you know, a terrible time, you're going through the trenches, it's not great, you start wishing time away to get past this period of your life that is holding you down, that feels like a weight on your chest, and you just wish this time would pass quickly. I know myself, I've found myself in situations when particularly I'm stressed. I want the time to pass. I want it to hurry up and get it over with, so to speak. But I've been actively trying over the years to really catch myself when I start doing this wishing time away, because time is the first thing we want back. Time that you wish you spent better, being more present. Time you wish you had to learn a skill, to practice more, to become a pro. Time you wish you had with a loved one that is no longer with you. Time you wish you could have said all the things that you wanted to say, but you never did because you felt you didn't have the time to say it. Time you want to reverse because all of a sudden your kids are adults and you somehow miss their childhood because, again, you were probably wishing away time. Time is just the commodity that we just so freely give away to the stupid things. We just freely give it away to so many stupid things. Mindless things, joyless things. We just give it away so easily. And yet, when we want it back, it is the most precious and valuable commodity we could ever ask for, because we know no one can give it to us. I just want you to take a moment, if you could, to just start auditing yourself a little bit on how much you are wishing away your time. And maybe it'll help you reflect in that moment of being grateful that this is the time you do have, whatever that might look like for you. Or maybe it might make you audit how you're using your time and you might redirect it in another way. Or it might wake you up to how you're wasting your own time. I pause on this because to me it's so unbelievably simple. And yet the day-to-day of our society dribs and drabs sort of kind of pull us into this idea of monotony being wasteful. Oh, it's the same old Monday. It's the same commute to work. It's the same this. It's the same that. And we give this time. But I ask you, is there a way in your day-to-day when you find yourself wishing away time to find a moment that you can embrace time and almost wish it to stop, just so you can savor that moment. And it could be as simple as a cup of coffee at a cafe that you've never actually sat down at because all you've got is takeaways. Or maybe it is having dinner with a loved one and getting off your phones and just communicating and really embracing where they're at in life. Or maybe it's taking 5 minutes to call a loved one that you've been meaning to call. It's been on your meaning to call list. I've been meaning to call them back. And you call them back. And even if it's just a quick 5 minute conversation, you've spent your time well. I've started doing it now where I will audit my time at when my head hits the pillow before I go to sleep. And I will ask myself the tough question of how much time did I freely give away today? And did I give it away in value? Or did I give it away in waste? And if the waste outweighs the value, then I need to redirect my time. I need to be more conscious of it, who I'm giving it to, what I'm giving it for, and how does it add value to me? In the mornings when I wake up now, I start visualizing and stepping forward in the future part of myself of how that time is going to be used. Because if you give your brain parameters, a plan, it'll usually follow through. The brain loves that. If you tell yourself you have to be somewhere at a certain time, you know, I've got that appointment at 2 p.m. Doesn't matter what else is happening in your day. For some reason, you know, I have to be there at 2 p.m. You'll get there at 2 p.m. You haven't planned anything else around it, but you've told yourself that. Why can't you tell yourself with your time as well? I don't know. It's simply said, not easily done. But I do think there is something profoundly important that we need to acknowledge as human beings when it comes to our time. Let's stop wishing time away. It's so easy to do. And we do it with so many distractions these days. We so freely give it away. It's so precious. It's so valuable. Your time is not endless. In fact, your time could have an expiration date at any time. Which is why it's so valuable. We're not granted our time here. And it will leave us at some point. So please take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, when do I wish my time away and what am I wishing my time away for? And maybe when you find yourself wishing time away, you need to step away and make a moment with time that you find valuable to you. That wasn't really like funny and uplifting, that one, was it? It's pretty stoic. Kind of like it though. Kind of like it. Not going to lie. So please, stop wishing your time away. Have a cup of coffee. Sit down, reflect. Do an audit on how you're spending your time. And where you would like to spend your time. Redirect your time where your time is important. Give it to the people that deserve it. And stop giving it to those that don't. Okay, that's enough of today's thought process. Let me know what you think. I'm going to finish this cup of coffee and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.